Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. University and college students are home on summer break. High school and elementary school will soon be letting out for the summer. For many students, finding summer employment can be a challenge. In 2025, there was a 22% decrease in job postings across Canada for summer jobs compared to the year before. It can be tough. Today's show is entirely dedicated to finding a summer job. Whether someone is at university or college or in high school, this show is for them and their parents, family, and friends. And there is even a chance for some kids as young as 8 years old who can also have some fun running their own enterprise. Wait until you hear about this. There will be job hunting strategies, various programs, grants, and opportunities to start a business. There will be tips, tricks, and hacks, as well as some sage advice. All of it is focused on Northumberland County. There's lots of good information from some local experts, so stay tuned. Up first, starting your own business. Sound hard? It's not really. And believe it or not, kids 8 to 14 can create their own enterprise. Sound crazy? It's not. Have a listen. I'm so pleased to have with me today Kaylin Copeland, Business Development Coordinator, and Alexis Smith, Entrepreneurship Program Coordinator for the Business and Entrepreneurship Center Northumberland. Welcome to Consider This Northumberland.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate your time.
Let me start with you, Kaylin. How would you describe the summer job prospects for young people this summer?
Honestly, Robert, it's been amazing. This year has been the highest so far with interested students, interested applicants wanting to experience or turn their hobby or passion into a job, a summer job, and be their own boss. So we are seeing record numbers so far in one of our programs that we offer called Summer Company. We are launching the other program, the kids program, just in about a week or so. So we're hoping that turns out to be the same as well.
Now, what would be the reason, do you think, that so many are becoming interested in entrepreneurship?
Yeah, I mean, each year is different on the interest and the types of businesses. We're seeing a lot of co-ownership with partnerships in students. We, Alexis here goes out to the local high schools. We do that every year. So the engagement with not only the students, but the teacher support in our programming, but also delivering different activities to entrepreneurship programs at the schools, that we're really engaging students not only to realize their passion and their hobbies, but to take that from the first step in that entrepreneurship could be a career path. And then following up with our programs is an opportunity for them to experience that, as well as receiving a small grant along the way.
Alexis, do you have any insights on what you think is behind this surge in young people interested in entrepreneurship or running their own business?
I think that there's just been so much momentum over the years getting these programs out there. Most recently, a lot of events have happened with the youth entrepreneurs, like the level of awareness has really increased in Northumberland County. Our partners have really rallied behind these programs. And I think that just the message is getting out there. And a lot of the The past participants are talking to their friends and they're telling them about, I had a business this summer. Well, that's really cool when you're 10 years old, right? Or when you're 15 years old. This is they're fantastic programs. They're very interesting. The kids are wildly creative, and I think that they have a lot of fun and they learn a lot. So it's just they're great programs that are really getting the spotlight, it seems.
Caitlin, do you think the larger context around traditional summer jobs is having an impact on the number of young people who are looking to entrepreneurship as an alternative?
Well, we do see, a lot of small businesses and organizations offering student positions, trying to fulfill. But over the years, we are seeing students become more creative and wanting that flexibility and really expanding on something that they have their true passion in and realizing that they can be their own boss. They can do it. They can turn this hobby or what they love into making money, earning an income over the summer, whether it is with their friend, as a partnership or by themselves. They're just turning their ideas into something tangible and running with it.
Alexis, let's talk for a moment about a student or a young person creating their own job. If the student goes to look in the mirror, what do they need to think about when they're going to create their own job?
Honestly, they just have to have the passion and the drive to do it. They have to have a specific talent that they're very passionate about that they want to devote, many, many hours to. But honestly, we see so many different kinds of businesses and so many different personality types that come and participate in our programs that it's really an inclusive. Both of them are inclusive programs. It's just we get a wide variety of interests and of people. It's quite amazing.
Kaylin.
And to add to that, it's the support that Alexis and myself and the other mentors throughout the program really guide the students in their business planning process, taking them from their idea. They don't have to be amazing and great at creating the business plan or the application. We help them every step of the way and guide them through that and provide training and support all summer long to make sure that their business, not only to make money, but that they're having fun and that they're wearing the hat that they are their own boss and they are making their own decisions. So they are guided throughout the summer as well.
Someone might feel really weird, just may not be something they're comfortable with. Someone might be scared or trying to run their own business. What advice would you give a young person?
Honestly, my advice would be to try it. The nice thing about these programs is that we are giving them money, right? So it's in the form of in the form of a micro grant. So essentially, it's risk-free for them. So if there's a good time to try entrepreneurship, if there's a good time to try your idea, it's now for these students, right? Because they don't have a whole bunch of bills, they don't have a family to support. We're going to give them a micro grant to support their idea and their business. So, like I said, it's pretty much risk-free. It's a fantastic time for them to believe in themselves and to try it out.
I'd like to talk now about the programs that you offer. What is the Summer Jobs program and how does it work?
So the Summer Company program is an opportunity for students within Northumberland County. They have to be returning students aged 15 to 29, and it's the opportunity for them to start and operate their own full-time business over the summer months. So the funding for this program, it is a provincial program, so it is offered by our fellow small business centers, 54 different small business centers within the province. So it's funded by the Ministry of Economic Development, Job Creation and Trade. And it is obviously offered here locally at the Business and Entrepreneurship Center, Northumberland. So through this program, We offer business planning assistance, peer-to-peer training, mentoring, hands-on experiential learning through different selling events that we host throughout the summer. But by and large, it's a program for students who want to be their own boss for the summer, who want to try entrepreneurship, who want to turn their passion or their hobby into a job.
Keelan, I understand there's a kids program. Could you tell us a bit about that?
Yes, so stemming off the summer company program, here in Northumberland, it is a very unique program. So it is not offered province-wide. It is supported by our Northumberland County Economic Development Department, and where it's coming into its sixth year, we really found a gap where younger students, younger kids were, trying out their lemonade stands as you drove by. They were selling their little bracelets on the sidewalks. So, we had the idea where, okay, you have summer company for age 15 to 29. What about the younger students that have that passion that might not know that it's a business? So we developed the program here. It's called the My Future, My Career Kids Entrepreneurship Program. It's for age 8 to 14, so just before the summer company program. And they have a small application, which is essentially walks them through a kid-friendly business plan. So talks about their marketing, their sales, sorry, their goals, what their startup budget could look like to start their business or expand their existing business. And they're awarded with a micro grant of up to $500 to operate their business throughout the summer months, of course, when they're finished school. Something unique about this program as well is that we do combine the students in and the participants from the summer company program in those selling events and in those opportunities that they can really see that mentorship and the real world experience with their peers, and to make money and have fun while doing that.
The both of you have already talked a lot about some of the characteristics you might need to be an entrepreneur. You have to be passionate, you want to be motivated. But what about some of the more basic things about running a business? Like, for example, how much time should a student commit to running a summer business?
So for the summer company program, we actually have a minimum amount of time that they have to put into their business in order to complete the program. So for a high school student, they have to put a minimum of 280 hours over the summer into their business. It is supposed to be operated as a full-time job. So for secondary students, or sorry, post-secondary students, they obviously have a longer summer and their hour requirement is 420 hours.
How does that break down in a week? Like, how many hours a week would somebody be putting in? Do you know?
I think it's roughly 30 hours a week. Yeah. So that would be the time that they spend actually, like, depending on their business, it would, be the time that they spend in the shop, actually selling stuff or making their products. It would include the time that they spend preparing their business plan even before they're accepted into the program. It would be the time that they spend creating marketing plans and getting the message out there. It's all of the different hours that they're spending on their business are included into that 280 or 420 hours. The selling events that we have at Staples and down at the farmers market, that is obviously included as well.
Kaylin, how about the kids program?
Being with the kids program, there's a little bit less of requirements. We just want to give them a taste of entrepreneurship, and not scare them away just yet since they are quite young. But it's the opportunity that creating that business plan, speaking with us to help them if they need with questions. It's more of a celebration. It's more of a celebration in realizing that they're realizing that this could be a potential job or business opportunity. So we do have a pizza party and certificate opportunity for the kids to come with their families to kick that off. They show their little certificates, they receive their check, they're given next steps into what they should think about when preparing their products or services to come to the market, come to the Staples event to sell. So they're guided that way, that they're in preparation to not only sell at the opportunities that we provide them with the information for, but of course being successful kind of on their own throughout the summer months as they please.
So, what about equipment or things like that? How does the student figure that aspect of it out, or how does that work?
Yeah, so with the business planning, the actual business plan guide and the application, it walks them through things that they should be considering, what supplies that they need to actually start up their business. And that's where that startup funds, the grant, the micro grant comes in, where they once approved, that essentially becomes their shopping list and what they need for all of the materials and the marketing, the supplies to either create their products or promote their services. And that helps them kick off their business with the risk-free way of being able to launch.
Now, there's a financial aspect to this. What sort of training do they get around handling money and
So for the summer company program, we, as Kaylin mentioned, there is a financial component to the business plan that they have to really lay out how they're going to spend the first portion of their micro grants. They have to think about the day-to-day, the advertising, the marketing, and they have to lay that all out with the business plan portion of it. Before they're even accepted into the program, we go back and forth with them quite a bit. We want them to be set up for success. So there's a huge learning element to just the application part of the summer company program. Once they're accepted, as Kaylin said, that startup budget that they have laid out for us, that's their approved shopping list that they will then, go forward. They'll purchase all of that. And then we have training that we make mandatory for the summer company participants. And there's always cash flow. There's always, financials. We walk them through that. We have cash flow templates to help them understand how they're going to price their services, how they're going to maintain, the money's coming in versus the money's going out. And then we meet with them constantly throughout the summer to make sure that, if they're not making the money that they wanted to, that we help them devise a plan to kind of pivot. There's just a lot of support during that whole time, but there's a lot of training. There's a lot of education that goes into it because, I mean, in order to be an entrepreneur, they have to understand finances.
now, what about sales and marketing? How do these young people learn that aspect of it? Because I'm sure that must be an element that they're going to have to address.
So again, with the summer company program, in their business plan, they have to think about how they're going to market their business. They have to identify their customer. They have to look at StatsCan and, identify how many customers they have in their marketplace. They also have to think about, if sales aren't going that well, how are they going to, again, pivot to, beef up their marketing. That marketing element also needs to be included in their startup plan, or sorry, their startup budget. They have to include monies to put towards marketing in there. And then again, when they're accepted into the program, we have different trainings that, walk them through marketing, walk them through social media. Depending on the different businesses that come in, we really try to tailor the marketing message to those businesses to help them along.
What if a student finds that they're having a problem during this process? Maybe sales aren't going well, maybe they're losing motivation, whatever might happen over a period of weeks. And what happens then?
They reach out to us. I mean, we have so many touch points throughout the summer. They're really not alone in this. And I mean, that extends to all of our clients. We're always here to support any of our clients, whether they're student entrepreneurs or they're, legit businesses out there within the county. We're here all the time to support them. If they need extra training, if they need extra support, we also have coaches that help our full-time businesses within the community that we can pull in. Like, we have a lot of resources that we can help these students with.
Now, sometimes problems can feel overwhelming. What do you tell a young person who feels like things are coming off the rails? They're feeling down about their business. What do you say to them?
So in part of the planning process too, there's also the risk assessment section of the business plan. So that even just walks them through, okay, so if plan A in the business plan didn't work, what is my plan B? We try to stress that, don't just jump to lowering your prices. Don't just jump to, increasing marketing dollars, because if they feel that they're not doing so well in their sales, then that's okay. Let's assess, let's reevaluate, let's see how you can either partner or collaborate with another business. We have our connections with our community partners as well, our local chamber of commerce, our BIAs, our the business improvement area organizations, local markets, farmers markets, selling events. There's a lot of opportunities and a lot of local support that we are so thankful to have that really support our youth entrepreneurs in both of our programs as well.
How do you measure success?
There is not a dollar amount that measures success for this program. If a student doesn't make any sales, I mean, we help them, we do those risk assessments, we want them to sell, we want them to do well, but they don't have to meet a certain sales threshold to be successful in this program. We don't hold them to that. We really walk them through. We want them to feel supported. Chatting with the students year after year. At the beginning of the summer, we meet with them. We go through the planning. By the end of the summer, we say, okay, did you have fun? Yes. Would you do it again? Absolutely. We ask them, would you ask your former self, what would you tell yourself today that you, would have asked yourself at the beginning of the summer? They don't regret any part of putting in the hard work of launching their business. It's really a learning opportunity that we're providing, but it's a realization that they can do it. They can achieve the goals that they have set. They can look back at what their goals were in their business plan. Either they laugh and say, "What was I thinking?" Or, they've reached that, but it's really an opportunity for them to, for independence, and being successful in their own way.
So then, how would a young person measure success in this program?
Well, I think looking back, they set their goals in their plan. It's written out, and that's what, how many products they want to sell at a certain price point and how much money they want to make. But again, that's what the business plan is for. It's an ongoing living being that they can reassess at the end of the summer what went well, what didn't go well. We have a group meeting to kind of talk about what would you do different, how would you approach this differently. And every year, we can say that the majority of the participants will either continue their business as they go back to school, or they might pause it for, while school is in and continue up next year. So it's always amazing to see students return year after year. We write letters of recommendation for either another job opportunity that they might have, or even letters of recommendation for their post-secondary adventures that we're happy to do so. So it's pretty cool to see their how they transition, what they do with their business, and how they spread their wings.
Do parents or guardians need to be involved?
They do have to sign off on it. If obviously if they're a minor, if they're under 18, we try to, especially specifically with the summer company program. We try to reduce the amount of interaction with the parents and deal specifically with the students. This is an opportunity for the students. They get the most out of it if they're the ones that are, emailing back and forth, if they're the ones that are really taking the lead on the business plan. That is the expectation that the student does all of the work. However, we don't always see what goes on in the background. So we try to monitor that as best as we can. But yeah.
Do you have any advice for parents?
I would say, and with the level of interaction that the parents are the champions and the cheerleaders and, the supporters of their students, their kids in this program. So it's really nice to see the parent interaction on them supporting for the kids program, you know, driving them to the events and helping them set up their tables to sell their products. It's really rewarding for us to see the joy that it brings and the pride that it brings the parents to see their children and their students doing something fun, amazing, and realizing that it's a business and making money.
How many young people has the summer company program helped?
So the summer company program since 2001 has supported 162 youth.
How about the kids program?
The kids program, again, it was born locally here in 2021. So to date so far, not including this year because applications come out next week, but it's $29,000 in grant funds locally and have supported 65 kids from age 8 to 14.
Can you walk us through the process of how one applies for this?
So for the summer company program, typically a student or a teacher will reach out to the Business and Entrepreneurship Center and express their interest. I will then send the student a template for a business plan and talk to them a little bit about their idea, give them some guidance and some pointers, explain the program, and then they start populating that business plan. And I check in with them as often as I can and try to get them to send me their drafts so that I can review them and really make sure that it is a strong business plan and that they've put a lot of research and a lot of thought into it, to really set them up for success. So we go back and forth quite a bit, which is what I'm currently doing for the next 2 weeks in time for our deadline of May 22nd. So the business plan is their application. So on May 22nd, I'm expecting to receive a whole bunch of business applications, and then it's on to the judges for review.
What about the kids program?
Yes, so the My Future, My Career Kids Entrepreneurship Program. Applications will open on May 20th. From there, it's online on our website under the Kids Program tab, and they have deadline until June 17th to apply. So it is an online application. It's a fillable PDF form. If there's any questions, of course, they can reach out to us for support, but we really want to see and hear the students, the youth insights and answers to it's a small business plan which it really encompasses a learning opportunity as they're filling it out as well.
What's the criteria for choosing a business idea to receive money or to be accepted?
So they have to be able to cr either create the products or be able to launch the business within in advance of the selling opportunities that we have. We like to see photos of their business in action if they're going out to other selling opportunities, but they have to be ready to sell during the summer months. So that business plan application really walks them through that planning process and helps them get all of their ideas and thoughts out to the application to be ready to launch their business as a new business or an existing business.
But when you receive the applications, how do you choose which ones you're going to support going forward?
Yes, so both programs are delivered to our judging panel and external. We have volunteers, local business owners that help with the judging criteria. We want to see as much detail as possible, that the business is viable, that they can be ready to sell or attempt with their product and service, their marketing plan as well. So the more detail, the better that they have certainly thought through every section and component of each application.
Alexis, this sounds like a competitive process. Do you have any tips or hacks that you could give to help someone listening be more successful?
Absolutely. I would say start early. It's never too early, really, to reach out. Obviously, with the deadline for this coming summer being a week Friday, so May 22nd. It might be a little bit late for people to want to apply now. It's not out of the question. I mean, I've seen it happen absolutely with really strong applications that are done within basically a week. But start thinking about it now. Reach out to me. To be successful, it's just to go back and forth to make sure that plan is really strong. As Kaylin mentioned, have as much detail and research in there as possible. I mean, failure to plan is planning to fail, I believe, is the saying. So you really need to consider your marketing, your costs, what you're going to charge. Like, there's a lot of detail that go into these plans. The more detail, the better the plan, the better success for the business, and also to be accepted into the program.
Kaylin Copeland, Alexis Smith, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it. It was our pleasure. Thank you.
That was Kaylin Copeland, Business Development Coordinator, and Alexis Smith, Entrepreneurship Program Coordinator of the Business and Entrepreneurship Center, Northumberland. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.